Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about the latest surrounding renovation plans for the high school. What were some of the highlights of the presentation, some of the things that the high school will be undergoing, and some of the things that Newman and Munson were able to share with you and questions that they were able to answer, I suppose?
Really, there's just several areas at our high school that they're working on right now. They're into the development phases of the plans, really hoping to get out for bids on that project by early fall, and we'll see how that goes. But essentially, plans really haven't changed greatly. We're continuing to add on to the east side of the school. And on that east addition, there'll be a new student center, which will be a big lunchroom area for students. We'll be able to seat up to 350 students. There'll be a wrestling room that will be added onto that side, a new kitchen, some locker rooms, a health classroom, and a weight and fitness room as well. So that'll actually be our east entrance, which is kind of off the parking lot to the high school, will be for a secure entrance as well. Our athletic director will be on that side of the building, and it'll just provide a nice entrance into our gymnasium areas as well. So that's part of the addition. And then there's some renovation obviously happening inside the school. We're renovating our front office area. Actually, the district office will move into the high school eventually. So our high school office, our district office, and our guidance office will all be commingled together in front of the high school. We're redoing the current student center area and cafeteria area. Will actually become art room space for us. So our art area will move into that part of the school. And then we're also redoing our vocal music area and actually adding space to that and taking out some risers and flattening out some spaces and give more flexibility to that space for our vocal music program. So all those things are being planned for outside. There'll be new circulation lanes. There'll be a bus loop that will be added in front of the school, you know, and some visitor parking. There will be some parking added and changed in the back of the school. Remember that our VOAG, Tech Ed, all that will actually be torn off the building and to make room for the new addition that will happen on the east side. So all that work at beginning, some of that work will actually begin in the fall potentially. We may do an early bid on our bus loop area, and so that may be actually constructed first. So that would be some of the first project that maybe even could happen this fall yet. And then the demolition of the old industrial tech area, that will happen like right after the first of the year, January of 2016. And then new construction and footings will start next spring. So that's kind of the plan. The construction will really start happening after the first of the year. First, there's a lot of deconstruction that has to happen and then new construction. But so we're just excited about that, continuing to make plans. We'll be having user group meetings with our teachers. They'll be looking at kind of details of the classroom spaces that they'll be in.
Talk about some of the proposed improvements to Jefferson site and what was approved at the meeting this week.
Right. So there'll be a new parent pickup loop that will actually come in from the west. And it will be off of 8th Street, kind of right by the pool, right by the city pool. And so that drop-off area will actually go up to the west side of the school. It'll allow parents to pick up and drop off kids there. It'll be separate from the bus loop, so it separates that traffic out, which we're looking forward to because there's a lot of congestion that happens in front of Jefferson School between buses and cars right now. So actually, that loop will be able to be accessed even by the middle school students. So if a parent had a middle school and a student at Jefferson, they could pick both of their kids up at that same location. So it'll come in from the west. It'll be off of 8th Street. It'll be a big loop that loops around and back down. And so we're really excited about that. That's slated for construction this summer and should be ready for us when school starts.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news is next on KNIA and KRLS.